this week's Parsha, Parsha's Kisovoi, we know starts with the mitzvah of bringing Bikirim, of bringing the first fruits. It's written in the Pusuk, V'hoyo Kisovoi el Ha'oretz, when Klal Yisrael will come to Eretz Yisrael, Asher Hashem Lekecho, Noisen Lecholenachlo, Lokachto Mereshis Kolpri Hadoma. One has to bring the first fruits, Asher Tovi Ma'atzecho, Asher Hashem Lekecho, Noisen. Now we find in Medrash Rabbah a very interesting comment. The Medrash Rabbah tells us that when it came to Parshas Kisavoy, a Moshe Rabbeinu gave over to Klal Yisrael the mitzvah of Bikirim, he saw that Usid Habayis, Habayis HaMikdash Lichorev. He saw in the future that one day the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed and the Bikirim are going to stop. There's not going to be any more Bikirim. Says the Medrash, Omad Vehiskin Tefillah. He was then Masaken the concept of Tefillah. Hagam, we know the Ovis Hagdoshim, Avrom Yitzchok V'Yaakov were Masaken Shachas Mincha Mariv. But Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who was Masaken that every Yid should be davening. Don't allow a day to pass without Tefillah. When did he do that? He did that Parshas Kisavoy when he gave over to Klal Yisrael the mitzvah of Bikirim. So we need to understand what is it in Bikirim that Moshe Rabbeinu saw. Oyvei, one day there's not going to be a mitzvah bringing Bikirim. And we've got to have a replacement. And that replacement is Tefillah. Question number one. We know the Karbonos were already given 40 years earlier, Parshas Vayikra, Tzav, and so on. The whole of Sefer Vayikra is full of the halachos of the Karbonos. And we know Tefillah in the Shalma Purim Sefasaini is in place of Karbonos. Why was it that it didn't bother him then about the Karbonos? Bikirim, there's not going to be any more Bikirim. He was Masakin Tefillah. Question number one. Question number two. How is Tefillah a replacement for Bikirim? What are we trying to replace here? That he saw there was something unique, something special about Bikirim, which when there won't be a Beis HaMikdash, we'll have Tefillah, and Tefillah will make up that difference. How is Tefillah somehow a replacement for Bikirim? So we find, Rashi quotes this, Rashi tells us, Lokachto Mereshis Kol Peri Hadoma. The mitzvah Bikirim is to bring the Reshis. What does it mean, the Reshis? Says Rashi, Odom Yoyred L'Soich Sodei. A farmer goes into his field, Veroya Ta'ena Shebichra, and he sees that the figs, the grapes, are beginning to bud. The first fruits, you can see just about make out that they're starting in the spring. The new produce is starting to grow. They're not grown yet at all. There's nothing there to eat. But you can see the blossoms have come off. You can see now the fruit is beginning to emerge. What does he do? Tells us Rashi B'Shem Chazal. Koirech Oleo Gemi. As soon as he identifies that first fruit, he ties around it a gemi, a string, a rubber. For Oyman, he says, Hare zi bikirim. I'm already now being mafresh this, identifying that this particular fruit on this particular tree, this is the first one to start growing. This is going to be, once it's fully grown in a few months' time, it's going to be bikirim. So we see something very interesting here. The Mishnah Chazal say, Koirech ole gemi, tie around it a gemi. What difference does it make what you tie around it? Why does he have to say, Koirech ole gemi, and if it's not a gemi, it's something else? You put a piece of paper there and write on it, this fruit is the first one to grow and it's going to be, you write it on a piece of wood, engraved, it's not going to get rubbed out. Koirech ole gemi, why dafke gemi? Steht in the Sefer Mova Shomesh a Gavaldi Gavot. There's a pusik in Tehillim. Gedoyle Masei Hashem derishim lechol chefzeim. Look how great, gedolim maase Hashem. Look how great is the creations of Hashem. Derishim lechol chefzeim. And anybody who inquires, anybody who investigates and looks in the world around him, can see the nefluos habriya which we are surrounded about with. Says the Mor v'Shumash, gemi is Rosh HaTevus, gedolim maase Hashem. You come to your field and you see out of nothing, out of a piece of solid wood, is growing a fruit, a delicious fruit, which is going to soon get ripened, a delicious, luscious fruit to eat. How does this come about? Do we have an explanation how from a piece of wood comes out a delicious fruit? We can't explain it. We have no hesber. We're just used to it, so we call it teva. But the truth is, it's gedolim maase Hashem. We don't always realize, we take it for granted. But when the farmer goes into the field and he sees, Baruch Hashem, the new produce is beginning to grow. Oh, and I see there's one fruit already which is starting to grow. I can already see it. He comes along, he says, this doesn't happen by itself. It didn't happen by accident. There's a Rabbi in the Shloilem who he's coming along and he's running the world. And then he brings this fruit and he comes up with this fruit to the Beis HaMikdash. And he has to say a whole nisach, like we know, Ivos Lakoyen. Asheyir bayomim ohem, v'amart elof higati hayoyim l'Hashem lekecho. What do you say, says Rashi? You make a declaration. She'eincha kufi toiva. You have to show that you don't take things for granted. It just didn't happen by itself. Arami oivid ovi v'yeir mitzrayim, says Rashi, maskir chaz dehamukim. You mentioned the whole story, how we come to be in Eretz Yisrael, how Lovan Arosha pursued Yaakov Avini, he went down to Mitzrayim, Rabbi Shem took us out of Mitzrayim, brought us to Eretz Yisrael, and now I've got fruit, and I'm thanking Hashem for everything which has happened to me. When do you make that declaration? Not like by trimmer and maser. You only have to give trimmer and maser once everything is fully grown. A farmer comes along and he's harvested a whole field. He's got 20,000, 50,000, 100,000 apples, whatever it should be. So, okay, you have to give trimmer and maser. So, work it out. So how do you take maser? First one is for me, second one for me, third one for me, fourth one for me, sixth one for me, seventh, eighth, ninth, all for me. Number 10, that's for Hashem, Maaser. 11, 12, 13, 14, till 19, all for me. 20, the 20th, that goes to Hashem. Trimmer, Maaser, you only give after I've already got in my pocket. The majority, 9/10. 1/10 I give away to Hashem. Bekirim, a person, the first thing, I have got nothing yet. I've got nothing. There's nothing ripe here. There's nothing for me to eat. But I already know, Gedoyle Mas Hashem, I have to be Mafrish Bikirim. When it came to Parshas Bikirim, Moshe Rabbeinu was worried. Ye need to have this maske chazge hamukhoim. We have to show she'eincha kufi toiva. We have to show gedoyle maase Hashem. What is the replacement? Trimmer maase isn't that type of mitzvah. Trimmer maase, after I've taken for myself, I'm giving one to the koyim, to the levi. But I've got to show my hakruz hatoiv. How do we show this? How do we demonstrate this? We demonstrate this. We demonstrate it through tefillah. As we know, this Motzei Shabbos, Sunday morning, we all start to say Slichos. And in the very first piyut that we say, the end of that piyut, that's where the Chazon always says it aloud, in all shuls, we say the words, Hanashumalach v'hagif shalach chiso al amulach. We come along, we say, Rabbi Nishloilam, it's not my neshoma. Hanashoma shalach, it's your neshoma. Rabbi Nishloilam, it's not my body. Hagif shalach, it's your body. Chiso al amulach. Please, Rabbi Nishloilam, have rachmunas on your creation. It's not me. It's not, nothing is mine. Everything is yours. I have nothing. Everything I have got from you, from the Rabbeinu Shloilem. And then we carry on and we say, Hanashomalach Vagif Shalach, Osuni al Shimcha Hashem Aseleman Shemecho. Barbecued Shimcha. It's all Rabbeinu Shloilem, it's all you, it's all you. I'm for you. Everything I have is yours. This is what tefillah is. When a person davens to the Rabbeinu Shloilem, he comes to the realization that it's not me, it's not mine, it's not koichi v'oitzim yudi. I have to come on to Hashem. If the Rabbeinu Shloilem is not going to help us, like we say every day in Asher Yotzah, she'em yiposeich o yisusim echad mehem, i'efshel hiskayim v'lamid lefanecho, afili she'oachos. I can have £1 million, £1 billion in my bank account, but if chas v'shu is we know chas v'shulam what the result will be. So it's not me, nothing is me. It's not koichi v'oitzim yodi. Says the Or HaChaim HaKodesh, this is what we're trying to achieve through Bikirim. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, you have to make a declaration. It's not you have conquered Eretz Yisrael. The Rabbi Hashem has given us Eretz Yisrael. That's what we're asserting when we bring Bikirim. We're showing everything is a matuna min Hashemayim. Rashi tells us a big chiddush, that a person who brought Bikirim to the Beis HaMikdash, a bas koil would go out and greet every person who brought Bikirim, and the bas koil would say, bas koil mevarchusoi tizke tishne lashona habo, that you should be zoicha the following year again to bring Bikirim. This is a bas koil which would greet every person. Heard his own bas koil telling him, you should be zoicha the following year again to come and bring Bikirim. Ask the Meforshim a gewaltige kasha. If so, how could anybody ever be nifta? If everybody heard a bas koil telling him you should be zoicha the following year to come again to bring Bikirim. So the Porsche pshat we could say is the bas koil didn't promise him. The bas koil told him, tizke, you should be zoicha. If a person wasn't zoicha, so he didn't come. Somebody was zoicha, would come the following year. The question is, how is one zoicha? What does one have to be through to be zoicha? Writes one of the famous gedolim, the Betut Sherov, was one of the great poskim. Perish is written in Shulchan Aruch, the back of every Shulchan Aruch, as follows. There's a pasuk that we all know. Sabeini baboike chazdecho in ranano v'nismecho b'chol yomeini. We ask, please, Rabbeinu Shloilem, Sabeini, make us full. Sabeini baboike chazdecho, make us full with your chasudim in ranano v'nismecho b'chol yomeini, and then we'll be able to rejoice our entire life. Said the Betut Shuv as follows. When a person comes to the realization, I don't deserve anything. Everything I have is only chasudim from the Rabbeinu Shloilem. Sabeini paboike chazdecho. It's not I deserve it. It's everything is chasudim. When you come to the realization, neramano v'nismecho b'chol yomeini. Then a person can be zoicha that should continue and he should have a happy life his entire life. Because when a person thinks, I'm just reaping the results of my efforts, of what's kibmech, what I deserve, so sooner or later, everybody, even if he had credits, uses them all up. When a person understands it's only chasudim, when it's chasudim, well, chasudim can carry on le'olam v'ed. When a person came to the Beis HaMikdash and he brought Bikirim, if he was zoicha to understand that Bikirim is the concept of Hakuras HaToiv, Malamed She'ein Chakofi Toiva, Mazke Chazdei HaMukoim, when a person understands everything is just Chasodim, then he's zoicha La'tizke L'shona Habo. And the Vilna Gaon writes this vort as well, a beautiful vort. What we say every Shabbos morning in Nishmas, Adheino azorini rachamecho, v'lo yazovini chasodecho, v'al titcheini Hashem Elokeini lenetzach. We say, Rabbi Shem, Atena, until now, Azarini Rachamecho. You've had Rachmim on us, Veloy Azovini Chasodecho, and you haven't forsaken us with all your Chasodim. And we carry on and we say, Ve'altit Sheini Hashem Elokeini lenetzach. But please, Rabbi Shem, don't forsake us forever. What's the continuation? Mele, because the Roshim hasn't forsaken us till now, therefore we are assured and guaranteed that we'll carry on. Said the Vilna Gaon, a gavalti gavald. If Reuven owes Shimon, let's say, £12,000. So he says to Shimon, I can't pay you the whole money in one go. I'll pay you installments every month, £1,000. So Shimon knows every month comes in £1,000 to his bank account. But when the year's up, the £12,000 have been paid. He knows his 13th month, he's not going to get anything. However, if Reuven comes to Shimon and he says, you know, I just discovered that you are a close relative of mine, or I just heard that you did the gewaltige chesed for my father, my grandfather, this or that, and I, as Hakus HaToiv, I'm going to start sending you every month £1,000, every month installments. So when the 12 months are up, there's no reason why Shimon should think to himself, well, it's going to finish now, there's not going to come the next month. If Reuven was paying him a certain amount, so the 12 months are up, the money is finished, it's over. But if Reuven never said a reason why, I'm just giving it to you as a chesed. So just like the first 12 months are chesed, it can be the second 12 months, and the third 12 months can carry on. Says the Vilna Gaon, when a person thinks, I deserve to get this, I deserve to get that, well, sooner or later, the credit runs out. So what we say is, Adheino Azorini Rachamecho. Rabbi Shema, I understand, everything you've given me is only Rachamim. I don't deserve anything. Veloy Azovini Chasodecho. And everything is just Chasodim. If so, Ve'altit Sheini Hashem Elokeini lenetzach. If so, please, Rabbi Shem, don't forsake me. Because I know it's not me. Nothing is me. It's all Rabbi Shem, it's all you. And that's what Bikirim was doing. Bikirim was a person is showing, understand, it's all Rachamim, it's all Chasudim. So, oi bezoi, ve'altit Sheini Hashem Elokeini lenetzach. So they went out of Baskol, Tizkeh Lashona Habo. When a person wakes up in the morning, he says, Moide ani lefonecho melechai v'kayim shechazato bi nishmosi bechem l'rabo rabo minosecho. Rabbi Shem, you did a chesed with me, you gave me back my neshama, I opened my eyes, I was able to wake up, pokeach ivrim, and so on, I can see, I can hear, I can walk, I can talk. Don't take it for granted. So when a person davens, he shows he doesn't take anything for granted. That is the yesod of tefillah. So when it came to Bikirim, Moshe Rabbeinu saw that one day Bikirim is going to stop Omad v'Hiskin tefillah. We find by Bikirim also a very interesting halacha. We know by most mitzvahs, or many mitzvahs, which is not a mitzvah shebegifoy, a mitzvah which you have to perform with your own body, those type of mitzvahs, you can make a shaliach. You can make a shaliach for many mitzvahs. A mitzvah you have to do yourself, i.e. putting on tefillin, you can't make a shaliach put on tefillin for you. I can't make a shaliach something to shake Arba Minim for me, to hear the shofar for me. But let's say, to give stokah. I want to give stokah to a poor man. I can give a shaliach, do me a toiver, take this money and give it to that oni. Many mitzvahs I can do through a shaliach. We find in the Rambam, and as Oishtetan Rabbeinu Bechai, that you can't make a shliach for the mitzvah of Bikirim. And it's written in the Torah, everything in Lushan Yochid, V'lo kachto mereshis kol pri adom. It doesn't say V'lo kachtem, they shall take, V'lo kachto Lushan Yochid. You shall take, Ivo so el akoyin, and you shall go to the koyin. So you can't make a shliach. Why can't you make a shliach? Why is mitzvah Bikirim different from other mitzvahs which you can make a shliach? State in a sefer Mincha Belila. This was written in Berbavro, Makoyin Rappaport, one of the famous Gedolim who lived about 300-400 years ago. He writes, because Bikirim, the yesod of Bikirim is Hakurz HaToiv, Hakurz HaToiv you can't make a shliach for. That's something you have to say yourself. That's something you have to do yourself. Says the Mincha Belila, if a person was to have an audience with a melech bus of Adam, would he send a shliach? He wouldn't send a shliach. You need to speak to the king yourself, to thank him yourself. Writes the Mincha Belila, Kal v'choymer, a person has to thank Hashem for everything he has given you. If you're thanking Hashem for everything given you, you've got to thank. Somebody else can't thank on your behalf. And we see this as well, a famous vote from the Avidram, one of the Rishonim. In Moedim, we know when it comes to Chazos HaShatz and the Shliach Tzibah says Moedim, so the whole Tzibah answers what's called Moedim Derabonon. Now, why is it that by all the other bruchas of Chazos HaShatz, we just answer Omein? We don't have to say a whole tefillah. The Shliach Tzibah is davening, the Tzibah keeps quiet, and they just answer Baruch Hu Shemoy and Omein after every brucha. Comes to Moedim, it's not good enough just to say Omein. There, Chazal and Mesak and a whole Nisach, which every has to say, called Moedim Derabona. The answer is, says the Avidram, because Hoidua, thanksgiving, you can't make a shliach for. Thanksgiving, Hakruz HaToiv, is what you've got to do yourself. And this is the avoider of tefillah. Tefillah is showing Chazdei Hamukoim. And that's what we do when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. We say thank you. And that's a very important lesson. A lot of people think that Yom Neroi and Rosh Hashanah, it just become with a shopping list, with demands. First of all, we have to say, thank you, Hashem, for everything that we've had until now. For Shnas Tov Shin Ayin Tes, Shnas Tov Shin Ayin Ches, Shnas Tov Shin Ayin Zayin. Everything I've had till now. Adheinu Azorini Rachamecho. Thank you, Hashem, for all your chasudim, which you've done for me until this very day. And now it comes Rosh Hashanah. We want to ask Hashem, and when a person approaches Hashem in such a way, acknowledging that it's all chasudim, it's not koichi v'oitzim yudi, then a person is zoicha, like by the Bekirim, a baskel went out, tizke l'shona habo, so then the Rabbeinu Shalom accepts the tefillas, and on is zoicha, so eksive v'chasim toive. Now the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Yima, how great is teshuvah. Besides tefillah, we know we have to have tefillah, it's very important, but we have to have together with that, we have to do teshuvah. What tells us Gemara, Gedoyle teshuvah shamagas ad kisei hakovod. Tefillah is very, very great. It gets to kisei hakovod. I heard a beautiful story from Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, a gewaldige story. A Yid came into Reb Chaim Kanievsky and he told him as follows, I've got cousins of mine who are totally, totally secular, don't keep anything whatsoever, nothing, 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 unfortunately. And they became Balei Tshuva. Somehow they became Balei Tshuva. And I went to visit them and I couldn't believe what I saw in front of my eyes. They didn't even used to have a mezuzah on the front door, which even we know a lot of secular Yidin do have. Even that they didn't have. Kept nothing. And I came in there and I saw my cousin, the father, sitting with a kapel on his head, with all the children with kaplachon, with tzitzis. I couldn't believe it. Just couldn't believe what I'm seeing in front of my eyes. And I said to him, tell me, what happened? How did this happen? What made you a Baal Tshuva? So this fellow, he lived in a house somewhere in Miami, overlooking the sea. Had a nice house with a beautiful view over the sea. And one day he's sitting on this balcony of his house, and he sees a group of Yidden standing there by the seashore, dressed in hats and jackets and suits and the ties, very taken aback. Since when do people go to the beach with a hat and jacket and a tie on? Couldn't understand it. He's looking at them, and he suddenly sees they're all taking out Sidurim or something, they're all standing there, they're davening and shuckling. Wow, he just remembered now. It must be he'd gone to school as a young boy. He'd learned something about Yiddishkeit. He remembered. Rosh Hashanah, Yidden go to say Tashlich. Wow. He'd forgotten about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. It was totally out of his radar. He'd forgotten all about it. And suddenly watching these Yidden standing there davening, it suddenly clicked what he'd learned years ago and as a boy. It must be Rosh Hashanah, and those Yidden are saying Tashlich. He tells his wife, I'm going to go and join them. He jumps up from his seat. He goes and he looks around in there in his drawers till he found, he knew there was a couple lying somewhere. He found a couple. He stuck it on his head. He runs outside in his short and his t-shirt and his sandals. He runs over to them and he says, I've come to join you. They said to him, I want to pray with you. Do you know Hebrew? So he said, yeah. I learned some Hebrew in school. I know Hebrew. So one of them said to him, tell me, have you heard the shofar today? It's Rosh Hashanah today. Shofar? No, I haven't heard the shofar. Oh, says this Yid, my name is Moshe Katz, and I'm the one who blows the shofar in our shul, and I have with me my shofar. Do you want me to blow for you the shofar? I'll blow for you the shofar. So he blows the shofar, and he says, Tashlich, and he's very happy, and he goes back home. He comes home and he tells his wife, you know, I went there and I said, the Tashlich, and remember the shofar, this thing that they blow, you know, remember this thing called shofar? I even heard that, they blew that for me. And the fellow called Moshe Katz, he introduced himself, he blew the shofar. His wife says, what? Somebody called Moshe Katz? My Zayda used to be in Bialystok in Russia. He was a Balticaya, and his name was Moshe Katz. This can't be coincidence that somebody called Moshe Katz should blow for you the shofar. And my Zayda was called Moshe Katz, and he was the Balticaya. There's something in it, anyhow. And they had a big hisoiris from this, and they became, because of this story, they became Balei Tshiva. So this fellow told over this story to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And he said, isn't it an amazing story how, because this fellow happened to be called Moshe Katz, and he happened to be a Balticaya, and her Zayda was also happened to be called Moshe Katz, and he also happened to be a... This is what gave the Hisoiris, and this somehow was what changed, got them going, and they made them change. So this he, what did he want to say to Reb Chaim Kanievsky? He asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky Akasha. He said, I don't understand. He said, you see, my cousins, well, for so many decades, they kept nothing whatsoever. And suddenly, such a little Kleinigkeit, this was what turned them on. How does this work? Why, if the Rebbein Shalom wanted them to be Balei Tshiva, why did they become Balei Tshiva 5, 10 years earlier, or 20 years earlier? What was it that suddenly then, out of the blue, they become Balei Tshiva? Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, a gewaltig gewalt. He said, we know Chazal tell us, Pischili Pesach shel machat, va'ani eftach lechem, Pesach kepischoi shel ilam. Says Reb Hashem, all you need to do is make a slight little opening. You have to make the first move. You open a little tiny Pesach, a little opening, even a tiny one. It's the size of a needlehead. Tiny, tiny. You did the first move, says Reb Hashem, I will already do the rest. V'ani eftach lachem Pesach kepischoi shel ilam. I will open a massive, massive opening, like the entrance of the hall, the ilam, and the Beis Hamikdash. Said Reb Chaim Kanievsky as follows. You know what this Yid did? He made the first move. He saw those Yidden standing there by the beach saying Tashlich. What did he do? He jumped up from his seat and said, you know what? I just realized it's Rosh Hashanah today. So although he hadn't kept a thing in years, but it's Rosh Hashanah and I'm a Yid. He looks for his couple, he jumps his couple, and he runs out. I want to be with them. I'm part of Klal Yisrael. This is who I belong to. This is who I want to be with. He made a little Pesach, nothing very major, just plonked a couple on his head and he ran out. Oh, but he did this by himself. Nobody told him to do it. Nobody forced him. He made the first move. If he made the first move, says Reb Hashem, ani eftach lachem Pesach kepischo shel ilam. I will do all the rest. But you have to do the first move. You have to make the first opening. Said Reb Chaim Kanievsky, it could be this Yid had ample chances in the past where he could have done teshuva. He heard something, he saw something, he went somewhere, but he didn't bother. And therefore the Rebbe Shem said, if you're not making the first Pesach, then I'm not going to come along and help you. Once you make the first move, then I will see the rest. So although somebody else would have come along and said, yes, Groisa Gedilla, because this fellow is called Moshe Katz and her Zayin is called Moshe Katz, is that a reason for them to have such an aura that they're going to change their whole life around and stop doing all the things they're going to do, which is something major, and become Baal Achieve and stop keeping Shabbos and Kashrus and everything else, because her Zayin is called Moshe Katz and he is called Moshe Katz? Therefore what? That wouldn't have made a great impression on most people. Why did they have an Isoiris on that? So the Boy Jim, you did the little Pesach, I will make the Ishtav Isoiris, even from such a little thing. So this is what we need to take and to internalize inside us. Comes Rosh Hashanah, sometimes we feel it's very daunting. I don't know where to start. I don't know what to do. The answer is, we just have to make the first move. And a tiny little move, a Pesach, which is just a Pesach Shomachat. And once you make the first little move, suddenly you'll see things start to move by themselves. There is from Reb Shimshon Ostropola, Hashem Yinkon Domoy, one of the famous Mikibulim, says a Gevaldi Gevot. The Gemara says, Gedoyle Teshiva Shemagas Ad Kisei HaKovoid. Shiva is so great that it reaches the whole way till Kisei HaKovoid. Said Reb Shimshon Ostropola, it was revealed to him in a dream that the gematria of Tshiva, which is 713, is the same gematria as Kisei HaKovoid. Now how can this be? We know it's impossible. Tshiva has a Tof, which is 400, a Shin, which is 300. Kisei HaKovoid has only got small letters. The biggest one is a Samach, a 60. There's no a Hey, a Chof, a Vov, a Dalet. There's no big letters. How can Kisei HaKovoid be gematria 713, the gematria of Tshiva? Says Reb Shimshon Ostropola as follows. If you take the word, he says, Beyond base, Parshas Beshalach, Shnas Tovhei, Nigla Eli was revealed to me the following yesod, the following secret. And he says, if you take the words Kisei HaKovoid and you add up all the letters together, which means as follows, you take a Chof from the first letter of Kisei, then you take Chof Samach, then you take Chof Samach Aleph, then you take Chof Samach Aleph He, then you take Chof Samach Aleph He Chof, then you take Chof Samach Aleph He Chof Beis, take Chof Samach Aleph He Chof Vov, Beis Vov, and then the last letter Dalet, Chof Samach Aleph He Ches Chof Vov. Sorry, I've got confused myself. Chof Samach Aleph, Hey, Chof Beis Vov Dalet. And you add that all up together, it equals 713 Gematria Tshiva. So again, you take the Chof, 20, then Chof Samach is 60, 60 plus 80, then take 60 plus 80, then Chof Samach Aleph Kisei, and you add it all up together, it equals 713. What is Pshat in this Gematria? A beautiful yesod. You know what Shiva means? Gedoyle to Shiva. Shiva's great Shemagas at Kisakovid. Gets to Kisakovid. You're not supposed to get there all in one go. This year, we'll start with the Chof. We start with the letter Chof, and you makabel upon yourself a certain thing. It comes the next year. I know, Baruch Hashem, I've done stage one. I've been able to conquer my Yetzer Hara in this area. I've done the Chof. Now we'll go to something else, stage two. We'll put another brick on. Chof Samach. Comes the third year, I've done the Chof and I've done the Samach. Now we go to the Aleph. I've got Chof Samach Aleph. Each year, we build on the previous year. There's some people, unfortunately, who by them, Tshiva is like Yom Ineruim, is like a yo-yo. It comes Elul Tishri, they go up a few Madregas. It comes after Motzei Yom Kippur, they fall back down. So comes the next year, they climb up again a few Madregas, and they fall down again. And this is what they do year after year, like a yo-yo. Up, down, up, down. That isn't Tshiva. You know when it's Gedoyle Tshiva? When it's Magas at Kisei HaKovoid. When it will get to the Kisei HaKovoid. How do you get to the Kisei HaKovoid? Start with the letter Chof. The letter Chof. And then you do that. The following year, the letter Samach. The following year, the letter Aleph. The following year. And each year, you build on the previous year. But if you lose the letter Chof, you can't put the Samach there because there's nothing for it to sit on because the Chof has disappeared. And if you lose the Samach, you can't put the Aleph down. Each year you build. And the person has to know, we have to just try Pizchli Pesach Shomachat. You do your little opening. You try your hardest. And this is part of Tefillah. Tefillah, we come and we show. It's not Koichi Voidsam Yudi. Hanashomalach, Vahagif Shalach, Chisalamulach. Rabbi Shem is everything is you. I'm trying my best. I'm trying my hardest. And then Emir Hashem, all our Tefillahs will be answered Latoiva. And we'll all be Zoicha to this Baskoil. Tizke Lashona Habor, with the Ksiva Vachasim Latoiva, Omen Kenyi Rotzoy.